Changeling. Use, as I say, the advent of the blood sugar machine changed my life. It would have been extremely difficult without it. I'd become better at controlling diabetes by then. I've been diabetic for probably, well, the first succumbment was probably 16 years after I became diabetic. I should have been good at it by then, although I was never that good. I still am not that good. But, you know, I'm passable. You know, I'm no worse than anybody else. But I hear stories that other people do exactly the same things and have exactly the same things happen. In those days, I used to think it was only me, because I used to read these articles that said, you know, you can control your blood sugar to this level and, you know, it should never go over 10 or whatever. And I thought, this is ridiculous. When you eat a meal, your blood sugar goes over 10. It's several hours later before it comes down again. So, you know, I've asked many times, you know, why do people keep on saying to me, my blood sugar is too high. I've only just eaten a meal. I still get it. Now it's the diabetologist, the nurse there who takes emergency blood sugar, says, oh, your blood sugar's high. And I say, no, I'm diabetic. And it goes on like this, you know, the conversation. And I say, no, after I've just eaten a meal, I have high blood sugar. And, you know, people must go there without having a meal or something else, as I say it, or have their appointments very late in the day. But I prefer to have mine early.
When you say I wasn't very good, or I was very good, is there a kind of moral sense to that? Are you made to feel guilty?
I shouldn't do. I'm guilty about being diabetic, if anything. When I say I was not very good, it was no fault of my own. It's the fact I cannot readily detect hypoglycemic attacks. From the point of view of following regimes and diets, I stick to them, you know, like glue. They always say diabetic clinics at Christmas, they shouldn't measure your blood sugar. My blood sugar never goes high at Christmas. I eat exactly the same carbohydrate intake at Christmas as I do for the rest of the year. I don't see any reason to change it. So from the point of view of control, I'm a stickler for taking the correct amount of carbohydrate and injecting the right amounts of insulin. But, you know, I didn't used to go off and inject and forget to eat, or sometimes I forget to inject, but very infrequently. It's usually late at night when you fall asleep and you can't remember if you've had it, and it's better not to inject than inject twice. You know, so we have...